Ross Julius Thompson fade. JT is there. He got it. Did he get both feet down? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Denver.
Jaguars fans expect a lot from Pro Bowl tight end Julius Thomas, and they can point to the 24 touchdowns he scored in Denver the last 2 years, or the more than $9 million per year price tag. Either way, it's fine with Thomas, whose expectations far outweigh those of anyone else.
Always held myself to a very high standard, and I'm going to continue to do so. I don't think that there's no outside forces that can increase the pressure that's already on me. You know, I'm going to hold myself to a high standard and do everything I can to help out my team.
Thomas knows he's going to have to be at his very best to help his new team reach the heights of his previous team in recent years. Not that he's focused on leaving one of the AFC's best, for one still looking for its first winning season since 2007.
By no means discouraging by what last year's record is. You know, that's gone. That's in the history. But, you know, it is also nice for me to, kind of be back in the underdog role. You know, when people aren't counting on you, they don't see the first punch coming.
Thomas is in Jacksonville to help second-year quarterback Blake Bortles and new offensive coordinator Greg Olsen put points on the board. He knows that at 6'5 and 250, and as quick and athletic as he is, the matchup possibilities are endless.
Only being able to really be creative, it gives us a chance to come out and do some creative things and put ourselves in a great position. You know, you're going to see a lot of different stuff from us, and that's all you can ask for as a player.
Put simply, Thomas is a matchup nightmare with his size and quickness. But he wants you to know he's more than just a big receiver. He's a complete player, where he strives to be every time he takes the practice field.
We talk about, you know, striving for victory. That's that strain we talk about. Go ahead and be a little uncomfortable. Put yourself out there. Demand more of yourself. And if we can all start doing that, then we'll be a much better team.
For the Gus Bradley Show, I'm Brian Sexton.